Blog Talk Radio.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. هيا على الصلاة. هيا على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. الله أكبر الله. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي أنزل علينا كتاب مبين، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Beloved brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Wa Jumu'ah Mubarak wa Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Amma ba'd. La ikraha fi al-deen. قد تبين الرشد من الغي، فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم. صدق الله العظيم. An expression of this, the 256th ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, or chapter 2, is let there be no compulsion in religion. Guidance is evidently distinguished from being misled. Whoever rejects evil and believes in Allah hath grasped the most trustworthy handhold that never breaks, and Allah hears and knows all things. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Allah the Mightiest has spoken the truth. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, one of the effects of the current global crisis is that people are looking for the truth. That's capital T-H-E, capital T-R-U-T-H, the truth. But most people have no idea of how to answer the question, how will you know it's the truth when you find it? What is the truth? So I say we need to know the truth, and the truth about the truth. And we need to know the truth about how human beings relate to the truth. And this entire series has been and is about answering those very questions. I have found, bi'iznillah, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an answer in the Holy Quran, 255 through 258. And I want to go back and emphasize an answer. Let me bring in that parable that many of you may have been exposed to, the story of certain number of blind men. Sometimes I think it's 6, and other times I think it's 10. And the elephant, the blind men and the elephant. And so each one of these blind men were trying to describe an elephant. And each one of them described as definitively the elephant, the part that they were in touch with. So the one who touched the leg of the elephant has said it's like a tree trunk. The one who touched the snout of the elephant said it was like a large snake. The one who touched the ears of the elephant said that it's like a fan. The one who touched the tusk of the elephant said that it's like a spear. And the one who touched the tail of the elephant said it was like a rope. And the one who touched the side of the elephant said that the elephant is like a wall. Each one of them had a part of the elephant, but neither of them had the whole of the elephant. So when I say an answer, I'm not saying this is the answer, I'm saying this is an answer to the question, what is the truth? In these verses, 255 to 258, we've basically been working our way through that. We went through 255, and our conclusion for that segment was, it means start with, that is, when you take that as the head of the pursuit, the beginning of the search, the starting point of the search for the truth. And if these four verses are a model of that, well, then the meaning is set in that framing 255 as the first, and 56, second, 57, the third, 257, the third, and 258, the fourth. So as the head of this collection, let's call it, this grouping, saying, start with Allah. Start with Allah as one and unique, as your point of departure in your search for the truth. Now, how obvious does that seem at this moment? It's like, of course, you start with Allah. Okay, alhamdulillah. Start with that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the truth, and we know that He is al-haq. He is the truth, and what we're searching for is the truth in the reality that we find ourselves in at any moment in time. So that's what we're looking for, the reality in our moment, the reality in our situation, the reality within our circumstances that we face, whenever. Doesn't matter. It could be this time. It could be a time 10 years from now. It could be a time 10 minutes from now. The idea is you want the truth so that you can follow it. Okay? So 2255 is telling us essentially, start with Allah as the one and unique, as your point of departure in your search for the truth. Allah has to always be there, always present, always conditioning the way that you think, the way that you feel, the direction of your sensibilities, etc., etc. That has to be there. Your awareness of Allah, taqwa, consciousness of Allah, subhanahu, about everything inside yourself, outside yourself. You take nothing for granted in your search for truth. So the portion that we're at now, it says La ikraha fi al-deen, we cover that. Qad tabayyana rushd min al-ghayb. And in this translation, what is translated as truth in this 256, rushd. And Bayan are tied together here, that these represent critical facets in our search for truth. Rushd and Bayan. and Bayan. So Rushd means to follow the right way, to be well guided or directed, true direction, correct rule of action, straightforwardness, maturity of the intellect, the capacity to manage one's affairs. That's inside the word Rushd. Okay, and I want to emphasize it in passing as we go on, that one of the most important features for getting guidance is the maturity of the intellect. Don't just think it's, you know, it's all about the heart, it's all about that. You know, the intellect is the servant of interest. The interests are symbolized as, and yes, they're symbolized as the heart. That is, the heart is a symbol of interest, what you're interested in. Well, the heart is not the one that solves problems. The heart doesn't solve problems. The heart doesn't create. The heart doesn't produce. The heart doesn't manufacture. The heart is what makes the decision about which way you're going to go. What are you going to produce? What are you going to manufacture? How, you know, it gives the order. Basically, it says, okay, I want this. That's it. The heart tells the intellect, and then the intellect goes to work, and the intellect serves the heart. Whatever, you know, this is very important. So, anyway, so the maturity of the intellect, and of course now, keeping it in the context of Hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then when Allah says in the Hadith where it says that I have not created anything more excellent than you, speaking of the intellect, but add to that the obedient intellect, because whatever Allah told that intellect to do, it did. And consequently, that was what Allah has created. That was most excellent, the obedient intellect. And so that's the critical thing. So the mature intellect that gets the rushd, and that serves the purpose of rushd. So it's like, can't you see the intellect guiding the follower? You are a soul. The intellect is one of your properties. The intellect is one of your properties. As a soul, as a creature, as a being, intellect is one of your. It's not you. It's one of your properties, and it's supposed to serve you. Who? You, that soul, that mysterious reality that is you. You are not your intellect. You are not your mind. You are not your heart. You are a soul that has a mind, that has an intellect, that has a heart. And that you have the responsibility to cause them to grow in purity and in obedience. You have to bring your heart to obey Allah. You have to bring your intellect to obey Allah. You have to bring all your attributes, all of your qualities, all of your properties. Bring them for the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about it. So many. Some people think their heart is serving Allah. Is it? How much attention have you paid to it? Think your intellect is serving Allah. Is it? How much? What's your proof? Moving on. So Bayan, this is where we are, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Bayan. So Bayan is translated as the truth. In the Yusuf Ali translation, he translates it as the truth. Not because it explicitly means the truth, but because it is what gets you to the truth. Again, it's just like, let's just use bloodhounds real quick. Okay, bloodhounds, right? So the bloodhounds are not what you're looking for. The bloodhounds are what is helping you to get to what you're looking for. In that way, that is bayan in that sense. It is something that will help you get to the truth. And it's so guaranteed, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qad, alhamdulillah, Qad, he says, surely, certainly, tabayyana rushd min al-ghay, he says, surely, the clear evidence for guidance is distinct from misleading, being misled. Huh? So it's like, So the connection is just in that emphatic particle is saying, for sure. If you get the Bayan, you will get the Rosht. If you get the Rosht, you'll get to the truth.
So the truth, but because it is not because it explicitly means the truth, it explicitly means the truth, but because it is what gets you to the truth, just like Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-Falah, come to Salah, prayer, come to Falah. Falah doesn't mean success. Falah means cultivation. But if you get cultivated, you will be successful. Quran, Qad aflaha al-mu'minun, the believers are already successful, but Qad aflaha, the cultivated believer, is already successful. And if you are a believer, you've been cultivated, inshallah, and that's your success. That's it. Ulaika humul muflihun, the one, all of those things speak to that cultivation and that success. Qad aflaha man zakaha. Qad aflaha man zakaha. Qad, there's that qad again, huh? Certainly, he, qad aflaha man zakaha. He's successful. He who grows is successful, who causes it to grow, is successful. Alhamdulillah. All right, so growth is success in that respect. Okay, in the same way, Bayan, you know, and Rushd are certain to lead you to the truth. So surely Bayan will lead you to the distinction between what is the right direction as distinguished from the wrong direction in your affairs, okay? So that process, whatever Bayan is, that process will lead you to the distinctions between what is guidance and what is misleading. Alhamdulillah. I mean, could we use, I mean, it's like if they were selling that on QVC, would you buy it? If they can guarantee, it's like, get this and you will never go wrong, right? Well, this is what the Quran is saying, literally. Said whoever believes in Allah, well, let's see if I read it. Faman yakfur bitagut. That's a big subject that will not be today. It's coming, inshallah. Fayakfur bitagut wa yu'min billah. Faqad. There's that qad again. I don't know. How many qads are in here? There's two, huh? فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى عُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. They have grabbed hold to a sure thing. Allahu Akbar. Would you like to have a sure thing? Man, nothing beats a sure thing. Most of the things in this world, for me, I sometimes it tickles me. Most of the sure things in this world are not sure things, right? When they say, it's a sure thing. No, usually you got to put another microscope and a magnifying glass on whatever it is they're talking about. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surely, if you disbelieve in the Taghut and you believe in Allah, for sure, you have grabbed hold to a sure thing. It will never let you down. It will never break. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So we'll come to that, mashallah. The Bayan, going back to a little more on that definition, is becoming separated, severed, disunited, cut off, or distinct, apparent, manifest, plain, clear, known, distinguished from another, disunion and union. Big deal. Let me just say this, parenthetic, footnote, marginal statement. Yusuf is all over this. Yusuf of Surah 12, chapter entitled Yusuf, is all over this. And cognitive development is all over this. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is no boast. It's by the grace of Allah. It's all over. And just that right there, and I know, mashallah, I believe, I hope, I pray, mashallah, that the reconnecting with just that part of the meaning of Bayan, okay, disunion and union, we'll get back to it when we speak to it, because that actually speaks to a cognitive capacity in human development. You get to a stage where you can, I'm not trying to teach it, you can create groups and dissolve groups based on certain attributes, right? And once you know that, we'll get to that when we get to it, but once you know that, a child, when the child is given a set of blocks or several or some other things to work with, and then you tell the child, do this with that set, right? And then the child does it, okay, that's bringing about, they're creating sets out of a diverse group of things by singling out an attribute or a quality. And if they can do that, then that means that they have moved to a particular benchmark in their cognitive development. If they can't do that, that means that they have not yet arrived at that state of cognitive development where that repertoire, that skill is available to them. So they have to continue to mature. And then plus you also learn how to teach them in order for them to develop that skill. And then you teach them because you know where the next stage, where they're supposed to be next, where the next cognitive stop is. And so you say, okay, well, they're between this stop and that stop. Okay, so let's stimulate that particular attribute so that they will arrive. MashaAllah. And plus, if you know it, you can kind of help them arrive early if you can do it, you know, with, you know, la'ikra hafidin. So even that applies. You don't try to force the child to go there. You might create a criminal genius or a serial killer if you do it the wrong way. MashaAllah. I know, you know, one part of that that's funny, but another part of that that's true. You know what I'm saying? But it's funny. That makes it funny and true. But let's get away from that. So there's so many tempting topics here. So disunion and union, coming forth, separation or division between two things, and evidence. And this is a big part for us. Evidence. And evidence, an indication, a demonstration, right? A proof, argument that is clear, manifest, intellectual or perceptive, being able, something to be perceived by the senses. That is, as you hear the language, that it's as plain as the nose on your face. It's as plain as the nose on your face. That's also a play on the idea of nose, K-N-O-W-S. So intellectual or perceptive, being perceived by the senses, the testimony of a witness, bayan, okay? So, mashallah, so that takes us from Surah 255, and that takes us to the first line, which was La ikraha fid din. We've covered it. La ikraha fid din, covered. Qad tabayyana rushd min al-ghay. Now we have bayan and rushd min al-ghay. Now we're about to, inshallah, spend some time with al-ghay, inshallah. So there's a connection. Here's a word that I'm beginning to use a little more of in our presentations of late. Hyperlinked. Hyperlinked. I think it's very useful as a term in this. It's something that we've always done, but generally speaking, in the community that I'm associated with, I don't hear it. I don't hear it used in the way that I'm mentioning it. I'm not trying to plant a flag on anything or whatever. I ain't even into that. I'm just saying that I find it useful, you know, hyperlink. And you know what hyperlinks are? You know, you go to a website and you have they're usually kind of like blue letters or something, and somehow they're different color of than the regular text that's there. And when you scroll your mouse over it, then the little finger comes up and you click on it, and it'll open up another page or take you to another location and tell you something else that relates to the context that you found the hyperlink in. So this is one of the things that we should do when we are studying the Quran. When you're studying the Quran and when you see links and connections, one verse, this word is also over there and that. So those of you who use Corpus Quran, for example, that's quote-unquote really already been done for you. Literally, hyperlinks have been made from the words. So all the words that appear in a verse they get hyperlinked, and you tap that hyperlink, and it'll open up a page where it shows you all the places where that word, not only that word, but also in the verbal construction, that is form ones are separated from form twos, and form twos from threes, four, five, six, et cetera. So you have that. So that's been done, you know, for you in that respect. And so, of course, the next level is because when you get to those features, those facts, then that's what they are. They are facts. You have this whole list of verses that have the same word in them, okay? All different chapters. So now you come to those, and you can have them all laid out as you do. You have them all laid out in front of you, okay? You look at it, and you ask yourself, what do they all have beyond the meaning in the dictionary of the word, and what does that tell me about guidance for my life? What does it tell me about guidance for my life? Why is this connected with that and that connected with this? This is what we're looking for. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected them, then they're connected in order to be used for our guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one that has to make clear to us what the connection is. Remember where it says, وَيُعَلِمَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. So everything I've talked about in terms of the definitions, the dictionary, the links, and the words in common distributed throughout the different chapters, that's the kitab. That's the kitab. Now you want the hikmah, inshallah. And that is only by Allah's grace. That's only by Allah's grace. And we have to seek Allah for that, in that. And if we find anything that is guidance, then it's by the permission of Allah. It's not because, yeah, I'm so smart. You know, yeah, I knew that. Yeah, I went to school and I learned all those rules. No. Only Allah has the guide. So, inshallah, Allahu alam. So we go on here. 7:146. 7th chapter 146. We're connecting this with al-ghayb, which is translated as error in the Yusuf Ali first translation. And I've come to prefer the idea of misleading. That guidance is evidently distinguished from being misled. So this ghayb is being misled. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فأسرف أن آياتي الذي يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَاتٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ رُشْدَ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah the Mighty has speaks the truth, has spoken the truth. An expression of this, without detailing words and definitions explicitly, so this is just an expression to continue our conversation. 7:146 says, I will turn away from my signs those who are arrogant on the earth without right. And if they should see every sign, they will not believe in it. And if they see the way
of a mature intellect, they will not adopt it as a way. But if they see the way that misleads, the way that misleads, they will adopt it as a way. That is because they have denied our signs and they are heedless of them. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, you know how we do. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll spend a little more time maybe on this. But let's just on the surface in terms of what is God saying. God is saying, he says, I will turn. Sa'asrifu. Talking about grammar, right? You have nahw wa sarf. And what is talking about verbs, how verbs get their form, and the other is how words change in terms of creating other words from other words. Inshallah, Allahu a'lam. I always, every time I step into grammar territory, I'm always cautious that you might have those reversed. Inshallah, I may, but inshallah, Allahu a'lam. Nahu and sarf, that's straight. You can look it up. It's straight. So the idea is, in fact, I think banks, the word for banks is also tied to sarf, change. So you talk about making change from for this and for that. Okay. Or like, what do you call it? The money exchange. Yeah, the currency exchange. So yes, all those are tied together. But the point is, Allah is saying, I will sa'asrifu an ayati alladhi yatakabbaruna. God is saying, I am going to turn away from ayati, from my signs. الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ, those who are arrogant. Bring anybody come to mind? أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. That's what should come to mind. Satan is also all over this right here, tying us together. لَأَغْوَيْتَنِي, I believe is the phrasing, where Satan says to God, because you have أغويتني, you have done the أغويتني, you have put me in the wrong, is what translator puts it. So that talks to you about Satan. He's blaming God for the, and I believe in the same verse it says, Rabbi, my Lord, you have put me in the wrong, mashallah. Now you talk about arrogance, that's arrogance, Satan, right? And so so Tawud is directly tied to Shaitan as well. Okay, whoever, he says, whoever is arrogant in the earth, بغير الحق, you know, without the truth, you know, there's an element in there where you can say, it's like, okay, this guy's arrogant, but he's kind of justified in his arrogance because he can do that. Yeah, this might not be the right way to put it, but only Allah is. I went back to the ironing board to iron a wrinkle out of the side of his shirt, and I did it. But then after, I saw another wrinkle, and I was like, okay, well. Then I said, no, only Allah is perfect, so let's move on. We ain't got time to take every wrinkle out of this thing. So y'all can't see it anyway. MashaAllah. So the idea is that, so there's some people who kind of, you know, you could get to a level with them and say, well, the level of arrogance and the thing that they appear to be arrogant about, they kind of justified being arrogant that way because nobody really got it like the way that it would be better if they weren't quote unquote arrogant. And maybe we might be taking it the wrong way. That's just what happens when you get to that level. I don't know. But the point is that they are, these ones particularly, are not arrogant without some justification for their arrogance, right? Because, like, okay, that's where they are. We reject arrogance all the way. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Allah put it that way. He put it conditionally. He says, الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. That they don't have, in reality, there's no reason. You arrogant about this particular thing, and you don't even have justification for it. You don't have, you in truth are not what you are arrogating yourself to. So you can see the shaitan in that. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. He said, I'm better than him. Guys, what makes you think you're better than him? God didn't say that. But I'm just saying, he said, why didn't you bow down to when I have ordered you to bow down? He said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. He said, خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَهُوَ مِنْ تِينٍ. You created me from fire and him from clay. So that's your judgment. Your judgment that your arrogance and your superiority is because I'm from fire and he's from mud molded into shape. Well, your logic is off. Your logic is invalid because he has something about and in him that you don't have. I have breathed into him of my spirit. And so it's like your judgment, you're doing an apples and oranges thing. You're making a judgment about something that's not all he is. That's not even what he is. And even if he is that, there's cases where mud is better than fire. It depends on what you're trying to do. But overall and in nature, you are not better than him. He is the best. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. We have created a human being in the most excellent mode. So there's nothing more excellent than the human being of Allah's creation. But the human being has to be careful not to be arrogant in the station that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him, because he'll lose that station. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Come back, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. The only ones that are going to be saved from that kind of arrogance and loss are those who acknowledge the grace of Allah in the excellent form that they have been created. Stay in that form, be true to that form, don't be arrogant in that form, and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that form in order that you might arrive at the destiny that you've been created for. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسْنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسْنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, give us the excellent things in this world, the excellent things in the world to come, and save us from the chastising of the fire. Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah wa bismillahir rahman rahim. So continuing looking at Surah Al-A'raf, and that's very important that the surah itself, Al-A'raf, the heights, and also you know that the highest level of the human development represented 23:12-14 is the seventh level. So it speaks to that too, and this verse speaking of this intellect and the role it is to play in rushd. And the role it is to play in bayan, and the role it is to play in guidance, and the role that it is to play in arriving at it and discovering the truth is very, very important. So al-ghay. So rawaya. These are the three radicals that make up the base stem for the word that we have, al-ghay. It means to err, to deviate, or to go astray, to be unmindful, to be neglectful, to be inattentive, inadvertent, inconsiderate, heedless, forgetful, to be misled, to be seduced, disappointed, to journey into darkness, right? The very next verse coming up, speaking of Talut, being drawn out of the darkness, being drawn out of the light into the darkness, is a part of the verses that follow. But it's already in al-ghay, which has been mentioned here. Journey in the darkness, to go far away there, to go far away. I mean, go in deep to darkness. MashaAllah. Darkness, intensely black, the deepest black, the first part of the state of youth, got to ask yourself, how you go from there to there? The first part, the state of youth. It's going back to the idea of the Bayan, and it's tied with disunion and union, cognitive development, benchmarks for the strength of the intellect, which is going to be, if guided by the heart and obedience to Allah, it can be led to the truth. It'll be drawn out of the darkness into the light. But al-ghay, you could be seduced from the light into the darkness if you don't have the mature intellect, if you are just at the beginning stages of your intellectual development, no matter how old you are, it doesn't matter. When you start dealing with the revelation of God, the way of God, scripture, guidance, etc., the world of ibadullah, the world of serving Allah in the world, shaitan, you I know newbie is not the word. Mashallah, Allah, Alam, I'm just saying. You know, have you ever heard the language, you know, a little bit of knowledge is dangerous? that is what cares. So it's like you can be a new shahid. You just accepted al-Islam. Well, you're a newborn baby. You just come into al-Islam. And then now somebody starts feeding you stuff that you don't even have the teeth for. They are distorting your potential further natural development in this path. So no matter how old you are, no matter what you're, I don't care. You can be a nuclear physicist, you know, a forensic accountant, whatever. It's fine, but when did you take your hat? Last week? Okay, baby, you just getting started. And it's easy for you to be seduced, especially if you have an intellect that has demonstrated its capacity. Shoot, I'm no dummy. Look at what I've done. I got this, I got degree X, degree Y, boom, 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 boom. Fine, but you're still a baby here. But if you don't recognize that, then the taghut will get you and lead you astray and make you arrogant without just cause in al-Islam, because all that don't transfer necessarily to Quran and all the others. So let's move on. So the first part of the state of youth, it also is the belly. That's also a part of it. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. It says, when Allah says, I will turn away from my signs those who are arrogant upon the earth without right. Hyperlinking is to say, says, have you not seen the one who makes his own passions his Lord? Makes his own, but that goes to the belly, when you go to the belly, right? So make a connection between the belly inside the definition of al-ghay. So yeah, the belly. Some of the things that come to this in the context of what we're saying, being misled. Hyperlink it to, many do mislead men by their appetites unchecked by knowledge. Hyperlink that to where Satan says, I will mislead them and I will create in them unnatural appetites. He's all in the belly. Imam Muhammad Rahim Allah alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, when he first taught us an interpretation of Genesis, the Adam and Eve story and the serpent in the garden, the way that we get it, he said, that's a symbol. Eve, there's a relationship between Hawa and Hawa. So Hawa, the hard H, and Hawa, the soft H. Hot, warm air in motion, Hawa. And Eve, Hawa. Right? And again, translation. Hot, warm air in motion, and Eve. Right? So there's Eve. So Eve is already a sign or symbol of our emotional nature, Then the serpent. What is the serpent? The serpent is said to be in the Genesis, what, the wisest of those creatures, or the most subtle of those creatures, meaning he is an intellect, and that's literally what the snake is, a symbol of rationalization. Look at the word, rationalize. Oh man, you're just rationalizing. There's the answer right there. Rational lies. They're all lies, but they're rational. And that's what we have to understand when we listen to these media accounts and the way they do. Listen, brother and sister, ask yourself just this one question. And the prophet said, half of knowledge is in the right question. Ask yourself this one question. The next time they say, how many people have died so far from coronavirus? Ask yourself, when's the last time I heard them say about how many people have recovered? What's the count on recovery? And what's the percentile relationship between number of cases, number of recovered, number that died? Right? And we won't even get into the evidence this was a COVID death or not. We won't get into that. But just take the numbers that were being sold. Why don't you tell us about the people who recover? And the ones who recovered, did they get a shot of some kind? Did they, what? Okay, they got it. They had it. They got over it. Ain't that some news? Shouldn't that be some news? They're like, hey, there's one over here. He had it. Not in the news. I mean, ask yourself why. You got thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands in actuality, if you deal with the numbers, that have recovered. Did they get a vaccine to recover? Well, then how in the hell did they possibly recover without getting that shot? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't even know where I was at that time. Let's go back to the verse then. I will turn away from them my signs, those who are arrogant upon the earth without right. And God said, have you not seen the one that makes his own God, who makes his passions, that's what's in his belly, right? His Lord. You seen the one who was shown the sign of the Quran? The certain one that was shown the signs of Allah, and he passed them by. He chose to, the sign was right there in his face from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he chose to reject it, ignore it, turn away from it. And Allah says, and Satan followed him up and lead them astray. And there's also translations that say, I'm going to go back and formalize it before I make that declaration, but based on what God is saying here and based on other matters, God said, and Allah sends him Satan as an advisor. There's a little problem with the idea that Allah sends him Satan as an advisor. But in the logic of the scheme of things, it is as though, because the law is set up that, you want to pass up my sign? Okay, here, let me give you somebody to be your guide. And he's going to be a devil. Right? MashaAllah, I mean, MashaAllah, you see the dramatic presentations of seduction, right? It's like this guy sees this woman, and it's like, y'all, please excuse me, MashaAllah. I want to say it, but I'll say this much. It's like he's distracted. Right? He's distracted. And you watching the movie, and you say, oh, man. Oh, this guy going to get got, because how can he possibly resist that? But she's a devil, right? And this is what God is saying. Oh, you don't want my signs. Okay, I got something for you over here. When this one run up on you, it's like your party is pretty much over. because they're so tough with their stuff. It's like you'll be guided deeper and deeper and deeper into darkness. Why? Because you turned away from the signs of Allah. Why? Out of arrogance. And God is saying, I will turn them away. So it's like God is saying, I will make it impossible for them to, oh, you don't want to follow the signs. Okay, boom, impossible. You can't follow the signs now. You go on with what you've chosen. And if they see the way of mature intellect, they will not adopt it as a way. When they see it, I ain't going with that, right? Why? Because you're being led by your belly. You're being led. The snake symbol of the rational mind. The Imam says a symbol of the brain and the vertical, the brain and the vertebrae. That's like the serpent. That's the serpent, right? But then it's also a symbol of your intestinal organs as well. Your intestinal organs also a symbol of those appetites. And being misled by those appetites, unchecked by knowledge, mashallah. And these are all tools and weapons of shaitan once he gets access to the apparatus, which is not protected by a mature intellect. Then Satan comes in. Now you want to talk about viruses? Satan is the worst virus you want to get. Satan comes in, he's in charge of the whole machinery. And he's in charge in the same way that these retroviruses operate. They go in and they don't even set off no alarms. MashaAllah. They go in, they don't even set off no alarms. So the fire engine T cells or whatever, they don't show up because they're like, ain't nobody in here. So the alarms didn't go out. Why? Because this virus was slick enough to get in and start reproducing its own self inside the body of the person who didn't have their immune system trigger the protection, and all it does is reproduce itself and kills the whole body. MashaAllah. That's the virus you need to be looking out for. The shaitan, straight like that. And if they see the way of the mature intellect, they will not adopt it as a way. But if they see the way that misleads, that is the taghut, if they see that, they will adopt that way. That is because they have denied, that is because they have denied our sign. This is a big deal. MashaAllah. Denied our sign. You have to believe in the signs of Allah. You have to believe in the signs of Allah. And going back to Yusuf, mentioning Yusuf in this connection, see the hyperlink, Yusuf and the big lady in the house, right? All that's connected to. But also, the idea is that they have denied our signs. So because they denied our signs, Yusuf also represents the wherewithal to be able to read the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a cognitive capacity. It is one of our properties that has to be developed and grown in us so that when the signs of Allah are shown to us, we're able to see them. We're able to read them. We're able to understand them. But if you don't even believe in the signs of Allah, how can you be guided? I don't believe in signs. What? I don't believe. Now, everybody I know that believe in signs, they crazy. Okay. It depends on what kind of signs. We're talking about ayatullah. We're talking about ayatullah. We're not talking about skeletons in the closet and goo-goo dust and you know, incense and all that. We ain't talking about that. You know, none of that. We're talking about what Allah, in the natural order of creation, has established as signs. Believe in that. Believe that Allah will guide you through his creation and through your creation. Allah. Do that. It's really, that's a simple question. Do you believe it? If you believe it, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Your life will show if you do or if you don't. Okay? And then it says, that is because they denied our sign. God is qualified. You denied our sign. And they were heedless. Ghafilin. They were heedless. And this ghafilin goes back to unmindful. Their mind wasn't on the job. Their mind was distracted. Their mind was misled. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't you just say intellect is the servant of interest? So then if the mind is unmindful, I mean, is it really the mind's fault? Whose fault is it? Must be the heart's fault, since the mind works for the heart. And if the person is unmindful, maybe their heart is unmindful. Maybe their heart hasn't put their mind on the job. Maybe their heart is not paying attention. Huh? Maybe, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, it says, it is not their eyes that are blind, but the hearts in their breasts that are blind. So, mashallah, Rabbana, لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Oh Allah, let not our hearts deviate now after you have guided us aright, and grant us a mercy from your own presence, for surely you are the grant of bounties without measure. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفه عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. اللهم صل الله محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Oh Allah, we thank you for your divine presence, power, mercy, blessings, guidance, and protection. We pray for your aid and assistance in all things, and we especially beg your aid in helping us not to be deceived by ourselves, to be deceived in the guidance and away from the guidance that you have given to us. Bless us, oh Allah, with hearts and minds that are full with attention to your way, to the world as you would have us to see it, to the path as you would have us to take it. And we beg that you would enable us to strengthen ourselves in all those ways that would enable us to see the clear path to the truth and to recognize the truth when we are faced with it, and to bless us with the ways by which we can search the truth, discover the truth, live by the truth, defend the truth, spread the truth. We beg this of you only, for none can grant or withhold this but you. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillah, I'm going to go ahead and make a couple of announcements, brothers and sisters. We will have a Laylatul Qadr recognition. It's going to be for us 10 p.m., and we will do Tarawih online. I'll be in this space, and we will make the Tarawih. We won't be doing the Isha. We won't do the Isha, but we'll do the Tarawih at 10 p.m., so obviously, this is mainly for West Coast people, and mashallah, everybody. Of course, you will do whatever you will, mashallah. But the subject of the Laylatul Qadr Dayan, we call it the Qutbah, is ascendance and transcendence. Ascendance and transcendence. So it's going to be 10 o'clock. The Tarawih will be aired online, and then immediately following that, the khutbah, bayan, which now we have more emphatic comprehension of that, 10 p.m., that's Wednesday, the 20th, Wednesday the 20th. Also, we're going to give congratulations to my dear, I claim them all as my niece, Suya Shahid Hamid, on her graduation from University of Houston, I believe it is, Bachelor of Science in Communications Sciences and Disorders. Very, very important. Communication Sciences and Disorders. Bachelor of Science. Congratulations. I mean, she's, alhamdulillah, very, very, very successful. Yeah, and I do have it. A little bit of extra sweetness on it, because that's Amina Latifah and the beautiful adhan that you hear that begins our Jum'ah. That's her father. And Amina Latifah, those of you who communicate with me, that's her mother. So you know how we go with folks that got that legacy edge on it. Come on. We just call it like it is. So, mashallah, that's what it is. You can't change that. No, carry hell, carry you. I'm sorry, I gotta move on. So, zakat, alhamdulillah. So you can make your zakat through all the various means. You know, Venmo, PayPal, directly. You can call Amina if you don't have the number. Then just text you can email MW Inc. MasterWorthy.org. We go with that. Alhamdulillah, Eid Sadaqah is to be paid before the Eid prayer, $10 per person, $10 per person. And you can drop it in the slot, $1,700, and also by all those other means. And if you're in touch with us, of course, you can communicate with Amina to get further details. And there's a lot of details about that and about Tarawih and about Jummah and all of that. That's really going to be a very large part of my presentation on Wednesday night. So to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So that's on that. And also, I will be the guest presenter on at Johns Hopkins University's Ramadan 2020 session. It's been going on for, I don't know, almost, well, during the whole month of Ramadan, very early in the month of Ramadan, with a cavalcade of presenters, alhamdulillah, our own, another one of my nephews, Imam and Chaplain Tariq Najiullah. He is the chaplain on Johns Hopkins University campus, and he's been shepherding this project. And so I will be 9:30 to 10:30 Eastern Daylight Time, May 19th, which happens to be my mother's birthday. Oh, I'm gonna name. May 19th, 2020. So it's a Ramadan session there, Johns Hopkins University. So look it up if you need to be in touch with me, or you can get to Amina. You can get details and the number of how to get to that. Thank you so much for your patience. Wa alaikum assalam.
حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة قد كانت الصلاة قد كانت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قالا وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولا سوف يعطيك ربك فتردى ألم يجدك يتيما فأوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
ربنا ولك الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلا ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الحمد لله. تقبل الله. شكرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم.